USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. is stepping up its military presence in the Middle East, including air defense systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is taking steps to avoid a broader regional conflict. Blinken noted that includes making sure the U.S. can effectively defend our people if Iran tries to escalate the Israelis' war with Hamas. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee is making it clear that being without a speaker is not delaying USAID to Israel.
Looks like it'll be about 2 weeks before that package comes out of the Senate itself, and certainly we all hope we'll have a speaker by then.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Ohio Republican Mike Turner says the Senate is taking up the $105 billion aid package for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and the U.S. southern border. President Biden and Pope Francis are discussing the conflict in the Middle East. The White House says the two leaders spoke by phone earlier today about the latest developments in Israel and Gaza, along with condemning the attack on Hamas on Israeli civilians. The White House said the president affirmed the need to protect civilians in Gaza. For its part, the Vatican said the Pope stressed the need to identify paths to peace. United Auto Workers are getting tired as tensions begin to rise during the ongoing auto strike.
The first week, everybody was gung-ho.
The UAW strike is in its sixth week now, and fatigue is setting in for some workers on the picket lines, like Darvin Fletcher, who's been working for Ford for the last 28 years.
I go with the B.B. King song. The thrill is gone. Nobody wants to do this. We're all going financially bankrupt.
Picketing workers are only receiving $500 per week before taxes right now, and automakers complain they've reached their negotiation limits. Tens of thousands of striking auto workers remain off the job. 6,000 others have also been laid off. All this with economic losses due to the auto strike already well into the billions of dollars.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A Florida man who prosecutors say strangled his wife to death after she learned he had lied about his multi-million dollar fortune and refused to appear on a home renovation reality show was sentenced this week to life in prison. David Trones initially claimed that his wife, 39-year-old Shante Cooper Trones, had slipped and fallen in the bathtub of their Orlando home, where she was found covered in blood by police in April 2018. Trones was arrested 4 months later. Qatar played a central role in securing the surprise release Friday of an American mother and daughter held hostage by Hamas. Now that Judith Renan and her daughter Natalie are free, the hope is that the release of more captives by Hamas could lead to wider dialogue or mediation aimed at averting a full-scale war, a diplomat with knowledge of the talks told NBC News on Saturday. After the release of the two women, President Joe Biden thanked the government of Qatar and the government of Israel for their partnership in this war. GEICO is cutting its total workforce by 6% as it lays off roughly 2,000 employees.
CEO Todd Combs wrote in a letter that that decision was not taken lightly, and he hopes that move puts the company in a better position for long-term profitability and growth. The letter also said those employees working remote and hybrid roles will now be required to increase days in office.
That's Corey Myers. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.